Stoneburg Alpacas on Farmington Road in Hillsboro is offering free tours this weekend. Owner Leanne Stoneburg loves alpacas and says they're a really special animal in a lot of ways.
It's important to understand that they were originally bred for the fiber quality. The softness in their fiber and the integrity of their fiber is so important and so magnificent. This is what makes sweaters so warm. This is what makes socks so awesome. But also understanding that they don't produce lanolin. Lanolin is typically where most of the people who have allergens towards wool fibers will have those allergic reactions and the itchiness of wool fiber. But also the fiber coming off these animals, not only is it a beautiful soft fiber, but it's hypoallergenic. So it's user-friendly all across the textile world. And as much as we can laugh about this, but the poop coming out the other end of these animals is super awesome fertilizer, and it's not hot, so it won't burn through plants and things like that. So it makes great fertilizer for your gardens.
By the way, they do sell that if you're interested. Another alpaca farm is Country Cottage Alpacas in McMinnville. Owner Janelle Weeks is a big fan of them.
They're very adaptable. They're easy on the land because they have a soft hoof comparing to like sheep or cow or horses that have a harder hoof. You know, they're not like a dog. You can't go up and just pet them, but they're very curious animals. You know, they do like feed and they like treats. You know, they eat the berry bushes and they keep the fields down. And I like being around them because they're just kind of a peaceful animal to be around. And they're actually very sweet. I think there's a big misconception that they spit. But, you know, they if you're right in the middle and you're feeding them some grain, they'll spit at each other, you know, because they're like, hey, I want some, you know, or they get kind of pissy with each other, but they don't come up to you and just spit at you. And there's two different kinds of alpacas. Cicerys are, their fiber's a little different. It's more like ringlets and it kind of flows with them when they move. And then there's Wakaya, which probably more people know Wakayas. There's definitely more Wakayas in the United States, but they're more of like a fluffy fiber, and they compare it a lot to like a teddy bear fiber.
Tours at both farms are free this weekend, but you do need to register ahead of time online. And if alpacas aren't your thing, there are 5 local Oktoberfests this weekend. Widmer Brothers Oktoberfest is Saturday 2 to 10. It's at 929 North Russell Street in Portland. Edgefield Oktoberfest is all day Saturday. It's a free event and family-friendly. Also family-friendly, Forest Grove Oktoberfest. That's happening 12 to 7 on Saturday. Stickman Brewing Company is hosting Oktoberfest from 12 to 8 at the Tualatin Beer Hall. And there's the Vegan Night Market Oktoberfest. It's 3 to 9 Saturday. It's free. It's at the lot behind Clever Cycles on Southeast 10th Avenue in Portland. Veronica Carter, FM News 101.